Counseling Pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll be talking to Dr. Bruce Fife about his book, The Coconut Oil Miracle. Later in the show, we're going to be talking to a lady who is adamant about getting you to use natural products to clean your home, and that is Leslie Reichert. She is the green cleaning coach, and I know that a lot of you guys are probably thinking you'll tune out then, but you don't want to, because this is really important information. If you want to avoid toxicity, the way to start is in your own home. You know, it really is counterintuitive to talk positively about fat today, given what the mainstream media tries to force down our throat. Now, my audience knows that fats are important, and coconut oil has become in vogue recently, and my next guest is going to be able to discuss this at length and explain why. How you doing, Dr. Fife?
Hi, I'm doing great.
You know, just this morning I was watching, while I was on the treadmill, a show that I hate, by the way, a show that really makes me cringe. I have great disdain for the show, The Doctors. I have great disdain for the show because it focuses on disease, and I bet you that if you were able to test the hormone patterns and the heart rate of the people who watch it, they are under stress because they believe when they listen to this show that they're getting these diseases as they're listening. And I really believe that. I really mean that. Anyway, just this morning they had a young lady on who is a well-known fitness person, Jillian Michaels, I believe. And you know, I listen to even these health food people out there that are supposed to be guiding the world, right from the top, Michelle Obama down. And everyone, it is, regardless of what slant they take on nutritional strategies, they always talk about the low fat, how important it is to be low. You know, Bill Clinton is eating a low fat diet, and now he is going to avoid heart disease, which I doubt, by the way. Why is it that we are so afraid of fat when we look back in time at our ancestors who thrived on eating high fat diets?
You know, that's true, and I think that really got started probably in the late 50s, early 60s with the introduction of the lipid hypothesis of heart disease, with the idea that the more fat and cholesterol a person ate, the higher your cholesterol was, and the higher your cholesterol was, the higher your risk of suffering a heart attack or a stroke. And since then, people have been shying away from fats. And then again, you know, a lot of businesses have jumped on this concept and promote their products or their drugs, and they need this idea to be in people's minds so they can sell these products. And so we've gotten this skewed vision of what fat is in our diets.
Now, I happen to love coconut oil. I take my coconut oil and I keep it in the fridge so that it solidifies. And then I take a fork and I break chunks of it off and I eat it. And it's as enjoyable to me as, say, a white chocolate. I mean, I love it. I love it. I even use it on my skin when I have cracks in the heels of my feet. I just use coconut oil on them for a few days and sleep with socks on. The cracks go away. When did coconut oil reemerge on the scene?
Well, you know, basically it came about through my book, The Coconut Oil Miracle, in 2000. Before that date, it was almost impossible to find a jar of coconut oil anywhere, particularly in food stores. If you could find it, occasionally it might be sold in a healthcare area, but for food, it was impossible to find. And since the publication of that book, it has stirred an interest in coconut oil. And so now you can go to any health food store and find 2, 3, 4, 5 different brands of coconut oil being sold.
And let's talk about that now that you opened up that can of worms, so to speak. All coconut oil is not created equal, correct?
There are different processes and different types of coconut oil, yes.
What is the most beneficial? What should people be looking for when they buy coconut oil?
Well, my favorite type of coconut oil is a virgin coconut oil. Virgin meaning that it has come straight from fresh coconuts with as little processing, with as little manipulation as possible. So it retains all the freshness, all the nutrients that nature has put into it.
What is the process of rendering coconut oil? Is it a press? Do you press it, press the oil out of it, and then how do you separate the oil from the other liquids and such?
Well, you know, there's several different ways you can get coconut oil from a coconut. One of the basic, simplest methods, one of the methods that is traditionally used by families in the tropics is to get a coconut and you remove the meat, the white fleshy meat from the coconut, and you crush the meat. And the liquid that comes out of the crushed meat is coconut milk or coconut cream.
Right.
And they take this and they just set it aside. In about 24, 36 hours or so, the oil naturally separates. It floats to the top, and you can scoop it off the top. That's the simplest method to do it.
Now coconut oil is almost purely a saturated fat. Is that correct?
Yeah, 92%.
And obviously, there is a mantra to not only avoid fat, but, you know, saturated fat is the pox on health, according to the medical orthodoxy. Why is coconut oil beneficial?
Well, you know, I'm not down on any saturated fats, but the saturated fats in coconut oil are actually different from all the other saturated fats. They're different from the saturated fats in meat, and they're also different from the saturated fats you get in other types of oils. The fats, all fats, are made from molecules known as fatty acids, and you can actually categorize the fatty acids into three basic groups depending on their size or the length of their carbon chain. So you have long-chain fatty acids, medium-chain fatty acids, and short-chain fatty acids. And about 97% of all the fats and oils in our diet, in the American diet, is composed of long-chain fatty acids. But coconut oil is unique in that it is composed predominantly of medium-chain fatty acids. And this is really important because our bodies respond to and process the fats differently depending on their size. So the physiological effects of the medium-chain fatty acids in coconut oil are very different from those of the long-chain fatty acids that are more common in our diet.
MCTs, as they're known within the fitness nutrition industry, have been associated with promoting the body fat loss. Is that true? And if so, how do they facilitate that amazing effect?
Yes, that's very interesting. The MCTs, the medium chain triglycerides in coconut oil, are actually digested differently. They're processed differently in the body. When we eat a fat that's composed of the typical long-chain triglycerides, what happens is that they pass through the stomach and into the intestinal tract. And it's in the intestinal tract that the vast majority of fat digestion occurs. And you need pancreatic digestive enzymes, you need bile to break down these triglycerides into individual fatty acids. These long-chain fatty acids are then absorbed into the intestinal wall, where they're repackaged into little bundles of fat, protein, and cholesterol, and then released into the bloodstream. These are called lipoproteins, and as they circulate, they release the fat and cholesterol for our body's needs. Now, when you eat a fat that is composed of medium-chain triglycerides, such as coconut oil, the process is completely different. Medium-chain triglycerides break down or digest very easily. And so by the time they leave the stomach and enter the intestinal tract, they're already broken down into individual fatty acids. So they do not need pancreatic digestive enzymes. They do not need bile for digestion. And because they come out of the stomach already broken down, they are immediately absorbed into the portal vein and sent directly to the liver. And in the liver, they are used as a source of energy. So they don't circulate in the bloodstream like other fats do. They don't contribute to body fat like other fats do. What they do is they produce energy. So instead of producing body fat, they produce energy, and they actually stimulate metabolism. And so for these reasons, they can be used as an aid in weight management or for the treatment of obesity.
Okay. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to delve just slightly deeper into this concept of how medium-chain triglycerides can be used as fuel. We're talking this hour with Dr. Bruce Fife. He is the author of The Coconut Oil Miracle. The book is published by Piccadilly Books, and you can get a copy for as little as $15.95 at PiccadillyBooks.com. That's PiccadillyBooks.com. This is a soft-covered book. I was going to say a hard book instead of an e-book. This is a real book that they will ship to you. Go to PiccadillyBooks.com today and get your copy of The Coconut Oil Miracle. We will be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse. CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Dr. Bruce Fife. We're talking about his book, The Coconut Oil Miracle. Dr. Fife, I wanna just go a little bit deeper into this notion that MCTs are readily available as a source of energy. Does a person have to be in a state of ketosis or even have a preferential substrate utilization effect going on in order for MCTs to be used readily as energy? If you have a person who's using, say, coconut oil in the presence of high carbohydrate intake diet, will the body still use the fat produced, the MCTs, as a source of energy if it readily has glucose as a source of energy?
Yes, it will. In fact, that's one of the very interesting things about MCTs is that not only will some of them be converted directly into energy, but the rest will be converted into ketones, which are another form of energy.
And so if the body is not in a state of ketosis and the body is not preferentially using ketones as a source of energy, but in a fed state, they'll still use them even in the presence of high glucose levels? I guess what I'm getting at is I know that in order for the body to use any type of fat as a source of energy, it takes a couple weeks of the body adjusting to utilizing ketones. Are you saying that that adjustment period may happen much faster and perhaps even on demand?
Yes, exactly, because the MCTs or a portion of the MCTs will be directly converted into ketones almost immediately.
Okay. All right, so let's get a little bit deeper into the miracle that coconut oil is. What about its effects on blood lipid patterns? Is there any evidence that it has a stabilizing effect? Obviously, opposite of what the medical orthodoxy would have us believe about consuming saturated fats and its contribution to blood lipid changes?
Sure. You know, when people start using coconut oil, their total cholesterol levels may rise a little bit, or they even may fall a little bit, but that really doesn't matter. What the important thing is that their HDL, their good cholesterol, will actually increase and improve. You know, an HDL is believed to protect against heart disease, and the higher it is, the better. And research has shown that when people use coconut oil, their cholesterol ratio actually goes down. Now, total cholesterol is a very poor indicator of heart disease risk. More than half of those people who suffer heart attacks have low to normal cholesterol levels. So total cholesterol isn't good. But the cholesterol ratio is a much better indicator of heart disease risk, and coconut oil actually improves the cholesterol ratio better than any other fat. So if you're looking at cholesterol values, then coconut oil improves or reduces heart disease risk better than any other fat.
You know, interesting, because what you said is very true about total cholesterol. There was a study done by the University of Hawaii that showed that older adults with the highest cholesterol levels actually had greater degree of robust physiology and actually outlived their counterparts with lower cholesterol levels.
That's exactly right.
So, you know, and you know, we've actually done shows about the problems with epidemiological studies. And the reality is that you can't take away from a study empirical evidence that it is correct other than in a vacuum. In that study, those effects occur. What really happens in real life is a very, very different story. So, and people need to understand that. Tell me about coconut oil's ability to fight against germs. Now, we know that Pasteur was incorrect and that germs, the exposure to germs do not necessarily mean that you are going to catch a disease. Is coconut oil one of those things that helps mitigate the exposure to germs?
Yes, it does. You know, this is one of the most interesting things, I think, about coconut oil, is that it has the ability to kill disease-causing organisms, and it has the ability to boost the immune system so the body's own natural defenses can protect itself against infectious illnesses. Research has shown that these medium-chain triglycerides, when they're consumed, they're broken down into medium-chain fatty acids, and the fatty acids have these antimicrobial properties, and studies have shown they kill a wide variety of disease-causing bacteria, fungi, and viruses.
Is coconut oil easily digestible?
It's extremely easy digestible. As I was mentioning before, it's different from the long-chain triglycerides. The coconut oil digests very easily and goes to the liver to produce energy.
Should it be taken with food or on an empty stomach, do you think?
Well, I recommend that people take it with food because it's easier to digest when it's with food.
Bingo. My problem is when I take any type of fat, be it coconut oil or even cod liver oil, on an empty stomach, I end up belching for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. But when I take it with food, it doesn't have that effect. Is that because the required bile and required pancreatic acids are not kicked into gear with this low amount of fat in the stomach, and so it just kind of sits there and ferments, if you will?
You know, I don't know exactly why that is, but perhaps that's part of the reason.
So taking it with food is the best.
Yes.
Now, what do you recommend that people use on a daily basis? Is there too much? Is there a point of diminishing returns with coconut oil?
Well, remember that coconut oil is a food, and so it's really not toxic, even at large amounts. I've taken excessive amounts.
What is excessive to you?
Excessive is over 6 tablespoons. I've taken up to 12 tablespoons a day. Now, I don't normally recommend that for people. For day-to-day usage, I recommend between 1 and 3 tablespoons is a good amount. For people who have particular health problems that they're addressing, then I would recommend maybe 3 to 6 tablespoons.
Like what health problems would you say coconut oil is beneficial in the effects?
Well, you know, it's beneficial for a large variety of health problems, which would include diabetes, it would include cancer, it would include any type of an infectious illness, including HIV, because coconut oil has shown to actually kill the HIV virus.
In humans or in a petri dish?
In both.
Really?
Yes.
So if you were taking an aggressive therapeutic dose, let's say for an HIV individual, how large of a bolus dose would you take on a day-to-day basis?
I would recommend 6 tablespoons. To give you an example, I travel around the world frequently speaking about the health benefits of coconut oil. And a few years ago, I was invited to the Philippines to speak, and we met a man there who was an AIDS survivor. He had acquired AIDS when he had worked in Saudi Arabia, and he had come home to the Philippines, and he was diagnosed with full-blown AIDS. And he was literally inundated with secondary infections. His skin from head to toe was totally infected. Hair was falling out. His skin was cracked and bleeding, oozing. He had oral candida. He had pneumonia. He was in really bad shape, and the doctors told him he only had a few months left to live. And since he couldn't work, he couldn't earn the money to continue with his medications, so he asked the government for some help. And what they did is they referred him to a doctor that had been doing some research on coconut oil and HIV. And so this doctor actually told him to take 6 tablespoons of coconut oil a day and to rub coconut oil on his skin, on all the lesions on his skin.
Right, right.
And he did that. And I met him, it was about 9 months after he started this program. And when I met him, his skin had completely cleared up. His hair had grown back. He was up and about. He didn't have any of the secondary infections at all. He was given speeches on how coconut oil had cured him, although I doubt that HIV would be totally expelled from his body, but he was at a point, his health had improved to a point that he was managing the condition.
And you know, isn't that what the medical orthodoxy tries to do anyway with their harmful pharmaceutical drugs, and that is manage the symptoms of a disease till a person feels that their life is tolerable? Why not use coconut oil then instead of some of these more aggressive drugs that are used that have their own series of side effects? I can't believe that. I have to, well, let me ask you this. Six tablespoons a day does not sound like a lot to me. I guess I need to curb my intake of coconut oil back, because I predict that I'm probably taking 4 to 5 a day in big chunks throughout the day. However, with that being said, is there a dose that does precipitate any type of a problem, even loose stool, for instance?
Well, you know, when people start out with coconut oil, I'll always warn them to start off slow. Don't start off with 3 tablespoons a day, because if your body is not accustomed to eating much fat, then it can cause loose stool. So I say cut back to start with about 1 tablespoon, see how it goes. If your body handles that fine, then add on another tablespoon, see how that goes. And then if you do have a problem, then just stay at that level where you don't have a problem for a few weeks. And as your body adjusts, then you can add more coconut oil, and you'll be able to build up to 3, 4, however many tablespoons you want.
Okay. And are you a proponent of liquid coconut oil over putting in the fridge and solidifying it? Do you think there's any difference, or it doesn't matter?
There's really no difference. I personally, when I want to take some coconut oil and it's not mixed with my food, I like the hard coconut oil, and I'll take a spoonful and stick it under my tongue and just let it melt.
I know. It really is. It's like a dessert to me. It has for some reason, it stimulates the same sensation on my tongue as white chocolate does. Especially the mouth feel.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about coconut oil and its chemoprotective values. We're talking today with Dr. Bruce Fife. He's the author of The Coconut Oil Miracle, and you can get a copy of it at PiccadillyBooks.com. That's PiccadillyBooks.com. books.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to SuperHumanRadio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard
Guard.
N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, Dr. Paul Dudley White was the founder of the American Heart Association, and back in the 30s, he took a position against the reliance on corn oil and the introduction of Crisco, which was the first hydrogenated oil, and he told people, return to raw fats, tallows, and from beef and cream, and I'm sure that he would have embraced coconut oil if he didn't in that paper. The evidence that coconut oil is beneficial continues to grow day in and day out, and the ability to utilize this wonderful oil is detailed in this fantastic book, The Coconut Oil Miracle, by Dr. Bruce Fife, who we're talking to right now. You can go to Piccadilly Books, P-I-C-C-A-D-I-L-L-Y, books.com, and get your copy today. And I'm a big proponent of coconut oil. In fact, I have some huge tubs of it at home. I use it for a variety of reasons. I did not know, Dr. Fife, that it had some sort of chemoprotective value. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, and that's very interesting. Coconut oil possesses very potent anti-cancer properties. For example, there have been numerous studies that have shown that in animals, researchers will feed the animals toxins that will cause cancer. And they've tested different types of oils, olive oil, corn oil, soybean oil, coconut oil, and so they would give these animals these carcinogenic chemicals to promote this cancer, and then they would feed them the same diet, all different only in the type of fat that it contains, and they do this to see what effect the different fats would have on the development of the cancers. And when they do this, they find that with all the oils, all the animals develop different amounts and different sizes of cancer. However, with coconut oil, it can totally block the formation of cancer. And this is interesting because I've seen a number of studies that have tested mammary cancer, colon cancer, skin cancer, and the outcome is the same. With coconut oil, it blocks the formation of cancer.
Now we know that the apoptotic landscape is closely tied to inflammatory response in the body. In fact, it could be said that the disruption in apoptosis is the reason that we develop cancers and tumors and so on. And there is lots of evidence out there that reducing inflammation helps to reestablish cellular apoptosis in the body. Does coconut oil have any type of anti-inflammatory effects?
Yes, it does. And so, like you said, that may be one of the reasons why it has this anti-cancer property. But, you know, there's even more reasons. Not too long ago when I was doing a search on the Internet, I came across a patent application. This company was patenting actually medium-chain triglycerides for cancer prevention or cancer treatment. And as I read through this cancer patent, or this patent application, it was very interesting in that he described the use of MCTs in conjunction with chemotherapy and radiation therapy. Now, the reason that they were recommending the use of MCTs with these therapies was not so much for its ability to prevent or treat cancer, but for its ability to block the detrimental effects of chemotherapy and radiation therapy. Because, as you may know, that chemotherapy destroys rapidly growing cells,
right,
which are cancer. But we also have natural cells in our body that are also growing rapidly, such as the hair follicles. And that's why people on chemotherapy lose their hair. Another group of cells in the body that are killed by chemotherapy is bone marrow. Now, bone marrow produces our blood. And so when that happens, cancer patients develop anemia because of lack of red blood cells.
Sure.
They also become very susceptible to infections because of lack of white blood cells. Well, what the medium-chain triglycerides do is that they stimulate the production of red blood cells and white blood cells, so that we have more red blood cells in our body, more white blood cells in our body, which blocks the detrimental effects on the bone marrow. It provides oxygen in the body. It provides our body with additional white blood cells to keep our immune system up. And that was the purpose for adding MCTs to chemotherapy.
Wow, that's amazing. Can you speak a little bit about coconut oil and diabetes or insulin resistance, please?
Yes, you know, it's really interesting because coconut oil is ideal for diabetics. You know, you'll go to a doctor and the doctor's going to tell you not to eat any oils, particularly saturated fats and particularly not coconut oil. But that advice is definitely wrong. Diabetics should incorporate coconut oil into their diet. Coconut oil, if you add it into your foods, one of the things it's going to do is it's going to slow down the absorption of sugars into your bloodstream. So it will have a modifying effect of blood sugar. It will help keep them moderated. Also, what it does is it helps stimulate the production of insulin. And more important is that it also resensitizes the cells to insulin. So it actually reverses insulin resistance, which is the primary cause of type 2 diabetes.
Sure, sure, sure. We have a question from a listener who just posted on our Facebook. Kevin, and it's a pretty long question, so I'm not going to be able to read the whole thing, but here's the Reader's Digest version. Since MCTs are readily available as energy, would that not spare glucose and in some direct or indirect way then spare body fat if you are trying to lose weight? That he supposes that MCTs would be good for training because they would boost energy, but they would not help the body lose body fat because they would spare carbohydrates and spare body fat, existing body fat. And he asked if you feel that his hypothesis is accurate.
Well, you know, research has shown that when you consume the MCTs, it does convert into energy. And as a consequence of that, metabolism actually increases. And research has shown that in normal weight individuals, that after a meal containing MCTs, that metabolism can increase by 48%. That's in normal weight individuals. In obese individuals, metabolism will increase by 65%. So the more overweight a person is, the more weight a person needs to lose, the greater the benefit in stimulating metabolism. And so people who are overweight and who need to lose weight, they can utilize MCTs to help stimulate their metabolism, to burn off excess calories and help control weight management. In fact, it's interesting, researchers at McGill University in Canada, they have stated that in overweight people who completely remove long-chain fatty acids from their diet and replace them with a source of medium-chain fatty acids can lose up to 36 pounds a year by doing nothing but just changing the type of oils. That means they do not have to exercise any more than they were. They don't have to change the type of foods they were eating. They don't even have to reduce the amount of foods they eat. Just by changing the type of oils they eat, they can lose up to 36 pounds a year.
You know, and also Dr. Fife cites the research that supports the book. In the back of the book, there is a resource there that you can look at some of these studies. And I'm looking at one right now that was performed in 1982, I believe. And it's titled Enhanced Thermogenesis and Diminished Deposition of Fat in Response to Overfeeding with Diets Containing MCTs, or medium-chain triglycerides. So here we have an example of overfeeding and still leading to a reduction in body fat in that study. Is that correct?
That's right.
So that should answer the question there, Kevin, for you. Are you when you try to go out to the mainstream with this information about coconut oil, how is your message received?
It's mixed. There's a lot of people that just won't accept it. They have no interest in accepting it. Their minds are made up. They are so ingrained in the conventional fat is bad, saturated fat causes heart disease, that they're not open. But I find that people who are actually health conscious, people who are more likely to go to a health food store to buy their groceries or to buy supplements, they are far more receptive to the message.
Do you think that there is a renaissance coming? I keep wanting to believe that there's a renaissance coming. There's a greater degree of distrust for the medical orthodoxy and the pharmaceutical agenda. People who would have never thought about alternative modalities of healthcare are now searching because they're saying this can't be right, this can't be right. Do you think that someday people will return to what worked for our ancestors? When we look at ancestral diets were very, very high and healthy fats. And I use the word healthy for a reason. I'm not just talking about fats like MCTs, but I'm talking about animal fats from animals that were fed natural diets as opposed to factory farmed animals that we know their fats are not optimal. We know that a grass-fed cow has a different type of body fat than a corn and grain-fed cow. Do you think that there will be a renaissance here? People are starting to get it that, you know, what we're being told isn't working. By 2030, half the population will be obese. Maybe we need to look at what we're eating?
You know, yes, and I think it's already started. I've seen dramatic changes in people's attitudes over the last 15 years or so. I've seen people move towards more of the natural diets, natural fats, whole foods. And I think people are moving towards that because conventional medicine for many people isn't working. And to give people poisons to get healthy isn't the way to go.
You know what? I often wonder how doctors resolve their conscience by giving a patient a drug to treat a symptom that has side effects that quite often are worse than the symptom that they are treating. How does a doctor go home at night and feel good about that? I know you're a naturopath, so I know that, you know, in the words of Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, I mean, he was the one who came up with the term allopath versus naturopath. Naturopaths truly treat the lowest common denominator, the individual, and allopaths treat the lowest common denominator that they believe is important, which is the symptom. How do allopathic doctors go home and feel good about their jobs?
Well, you know, I think it goes back to their schooling, because when they go to school, what they're taught is anatomy and drugs. You know, all the treatments revolve around drugs or radiation or surgeries. That's all they're taught. They're not taught about diet, nutrition, and ways to prevent disease or to treat the underlying cause of disease. They're trained to treat the symptoms of disease.
Yeah, it's a big mistake. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap up the interview with Dr. Bruce Fife. You can get his book. This is a really, really good book, and if you don't have it, you're really missing out. It's chock full of good information that support and teach you how to best use coconut oil. The book is called The Coconut Oil Miracle. You can get it at PiccadillyBooks.com. That's P-I-C-C-A-D-I-L-L-Y Books.com. Later in the show, Leslie Reichert will tell us why it's important to pay attention to what we use when we clean our homes. I'm going to tell you a story about something that happened at a McDonald's where 10 people were rushed to the hospital, one in critical condition because of some cleaning supplies. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRadio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
David Wilson wrote on my Facebook, every day I have my testosterone-boosting meal. 4 whole eggs over easy and 1 tablespoon of pure coconut oil. One of my secrets for feeling like a man. I love that. I love that. Wonderful stuff, David. Thank you for sharing that with us. My guest this hour, Dr. Bruce Fyfe. Later in the show, Leslie Reichert. So, Dr. Fyfe, let's talk real briefly about something that we haven't touched on. We did touch on it in the discussion about the HIV patient, but we really haven't touched on it from its cosmetic standpoint, and that is the use of topical coconut oil. I have a daughter who suffered from severe infant eczema, and this is before I became enlightened about the body and the biological processes. Otherwise, I would have handled her condition differently than I did, and I regret that now. But we did use coconut oil, and it seems to heal the skin faster. And now I understand why also, because it had a antibacterial, antimicrobial effect as well, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. In fact, coconut oil is perhaps the best natural lotion or salve that you can use on your skin. And it's useful for just about any type of skin condition. If you have dry, cracked skin, coconut oil is ideal. You start using that, and in a few days, your skin will become smooth and soft. I used to have very dry, rough, cracked hands, and I started using coconut oil topically, and it made a dramatic difference. Coconut oil can also be used to cure or speed the healing of cuts, burns, any type of laceration that you have on your skin. It's excellent for burns. It's excellent as a sunscreen.
Really?
Yes. In fact, coconut oil was the original sunscreen. The Pacific Islanders put it on their skin every morning when they get up. This is traditional use. They put it on from head to toe every morning, and it protects them from the burning rays of the tropical sun.
Now, does it change the ability to tan like sunscreens do, or does it just protect against burning?
Well, what it does, it will reduce your ability, or it will reduce the effect of the skin to become really red and sore. You will get a slight tan, and so it will help give you a little bit of a tan, but it won't overdo it. It will protect you from the heat's rays. In fact, I had a really interesting experience several years ago. I went out in the backyard, and I was working, and I didn't put anything on my skin, no lotion or anything, and it was a hot summer day. And after a couple hours, my skin started to hurt and burn, but I wanted to get this job done, so I stayed out longer than I should.
Right.
And when I came in and took my shower, the water hitting my skin burned tremendously, and I knew that I was going to be in pain for several days, and my skin would all peel off. And when I got out of the shower, it was hurting so bad. I wanted something to just ease the pain, and I had a jar of coconut oil there on the counter, and I thought, okay, this will moisturize, it will help. And so I put it on, and indeed, it did help, but it did more than that. It took all the pain away.
Really?
My skin never peeled. I was great, you know, within a couple of hours.
Do you think it has some sort of analgesic effect?
I don't know what it has in it, other than it helps as an antioxidant effect in it. But it was wonderful. Now the following week, I was going to go out in the backyard and do the same type of thing. But I thought, I'm not going to wait until afterwards to put it on. I'm going to put it on before I go out, so I don't have to suffer, you know, the pain. And so this time, I put the coconut oil on all exposed parts of my body, and then I went out and again worked for 3 or 4 hours in the hot sun. And when I was done, I had no pain whatsoever, except on one spot where I forgot to put the coconut oil.
Interesting.
And that was on the top of my head. Now, I'm balding,
uh-huh.
And so my head is exposed, but I didn't think I needed it there because I was wearing a hat. But even through the hat, there were tiny holes in the hat. The
sure.
sun went through the holes.
Right.
Yes, and burned the top of my head. But my face, my arms that had full exposure to the sun were perfect.
You know, I am a strong proponent, I mean opponent, of the use of these SPF face creams for women.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the agents that they put in these creams to create the opacities in them to help block the sun, are particulates small enough to be absorbed by the skin. And some of them have been shown to be carcinogenic. But again, you know, in the FDA's divine wisdom, it's such small amounts, it's negligible, it won't hurt you. But they don't think about the accumulation over years of the use of these products. So, you know, but I mean, that's really good news. So maybe coconut oil could be used on the face of women who are going out in the sun who want to avoid sun damage.
Exactly. In fact, another good thing about using coconut oil for as a sunblock is that although it prevents burning, it prevents symptoms that lead to cancer, skin cancer and such, it allows the full sun to come in and to produce the vitamin D.
Vitamin D, that's right. There we go. Which has its own chemoprotective values thanks to the research done by Wake Forest University. Mm-hmm. But anyway, okay, we only have a few minutes here. Does coconut oil go bad?
Yes, it will. Now, coconut oil is much more stable than most any other oil around, particularly of more stable than the polyunsaturated vegetable oils. Shelf life of coconut oil could be 1 to 3 years, depending on the quality of the oil.
What if you refrigerate it? Is it longer?
Not really.
Okay. Cooking with coconut oil. A lot of people say coconut oil is good to cook with because it has a much higher smoke point than other oils. Is this true?
It's only partially true. The smoke point isn't really higher, but its tolerance for heat is higher. For example, corn oil has a higher smoke point, but it starts degrading at room temperature. And so when you put any type of heat on a polyunsaturated oil, it degrades extremely fast. While coconut oil, although its smoke point may be lower, it is much more heat tolerant, and it won't degrade until you get it to a much higher temperature.
This here, this term degrading, the common wisdom today is that when you heat oils, this is what kind of makes them rancid or hydrogenates them or whatever terminology people are using out there. A lot of people are saying, hey, don't pour the oil in the frying pan and heat it up and then throw your piece of fish in. Rub the oil on the fish. Is it damaging in any way to heat coconut oil? Is it better not to heat it at all?
Coconut oil is very heat stable, so it makes an excellent cooking oil. And so you can use coconut oil. In fact, I recommend that you use coconut oil as your choice in heating foods with oil.
Okay. All right. I want to thank you for coming on the show today, Dr. Fife. And I want to plug your book again. The book is called The Coconut Oil Miracle. You can get a copy of it at PiccadillyBooks.com. That's PiccadillyBooks.com books.com. Good luck on your quest to change the attitude about this wonderful saturated fat coconut oil.
Thank you for having me on your show.
My pleasure, my pleasure. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Leslie Reichert on, and we're going to be talking about the things that you use to clean your home. She's got recipes that will replace just about everything that you use right now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, M-A-H-L-E. ER.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Company. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell. This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I know the guys in the audience are probably not going to think this is a very sexy discussion. Probably the women in the audience come in contact with a great deal more cleaning supplies than the men, unless you're like me. I clean the bathrooms and the kitchens every Saturday for 20 years. Actually, longer than that, probably 22 years. That was my task. My ex-wife would not clean a bathroom, and so that relegated me to cleaning the bathrooms and the kitchen, which I actually enjoyed. But I have to tell you, I knew the damages of the chemicals I was using, especially Clorox, which I love to spray the grout with Clorox because it got so white, but I would end up choking and tearing up for hours after doing that, and my lungs never felt the same for days, actually. My guest today is Leslie Reichert. She is known as the Green Cleaning Coach. She is hailed by people like Ed Begley Jr. because of her works. How you doing, Leslie?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure. You know, a lot of people take it for granted. You know, when we talk about eating grass-fed beef, they'll get behind that. When we talk about supplementing, they'll get behind that. When we talk about exercise, they'll get behind that. But for some reason, when we talk about not using the cleaning supplies at the grocery store, they kind of throw their hands up and go, oh, look, you know what? What am I going to use? What am I going to use? And do you notice that frustration with people?
I do. I was having that conversation this morning with a lady who insisted on scrubbing her countertop with a really harsh toxic cleaner and then putting her really expensive food that she bought from Whole Foods on it.
Yeah,
right. And I'm thinking, you just undid what you do, you know?
I know. Look at me. I used to clean the bathrooms with a 50-50 concentration of Clorox and water. Because I loved spraying the Clorox on the grout because I didn't have to scrub the grout. I would watch it magically get white right before my eyes. But the problem is the master bedroom bathroom had this tiny little window in it. And I used to have to stick my head out the window and hold my breath at intermittent points just to do this, because if I breathed in the air in that room, I felt like a World War One chlorine gas survivor. I was gasping.
Yes, you're very close to it. Yeah.
I would gasp for air. My nose would start running. My mucous membranes would become inflamed. My eyes would start to tear, and I would cough for literally a half hour after that. And I would do that every week.
And the sad part is you're not alone. There's tons and tons of people that are doing the same thing over and over every week, and they just don't get it.
You know what's funny? I just thought of something. I just thought of something, and why, you know, connections don't always. I had been diagnosed at that point in my life with hypothyroidism, and I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't because of my weekly exposure to this halogen, chlorine, that was blocking iodine uptake in my thyroid. So
it definitely goes in and plays havoc with your whole biological system.
Now listen to this. This is great. My executive producer, Elisa Profumo, cut this out of the newspaper in anticipation of this interview. 10 people were sent to the hospital in Pooler, Georgia, at a McDonald's. One of them was unconscious on the floor of the bathroom. Like flies on flypaper, people would walk into the bathroom and they would pass out. There were 8 of them in this bathroom. All of them passed at one point in time, either completely passed out or on their way passing out, before someone walked in and smelled this odor and started to drag them out. When the fire department got there, one person had to be rushed to the hospital in critical condition. All of them were rushed to the hospital. They determined that what happened was that an employee either misused a harsh cleaning solvent or mixed two of them together in the bathroom, almost killed these people. They walked in. All I could imagine is, you know how flypaper, the fly gets stuck to it, the next fly gets stuck to it, the next fly, and you think to yourself, don't any of the flies see the flies that are already stuck to it? These people just walked into this bathroom and passed out.
Yeah, that is just a horrible, horrible story. But thank goodness they figured out what was going on. But, you know, I think what would probably happen, definitely I would say that somebody mixed two products together.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens if you mix bleach and ammonia. You
get really?
Very, yes, you can never, ever mix. My recommendation is don't mix anything. You know, if you have a cleaner, use it for what it's meant for, and don't mix it with something else.
Yeah.
Because you don't know the ingredients in either one of the products, and you don't know what they're going to do together. So you're going to get a chemical, what I call a chemical cocktail.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You just don't know what's going to happen.
Now, is it true that in your book, The Joy of Green Cleaning, you actually have a recipe to replace just about every one of these toxic, caustic cleaning supplies that people use in their home?
I do. It's got 99 recipes of things that you can use from your pantry or possibly your laundry room to make up your own cleaners. And it's really the only way you know what the ingredients are in your cleaning products, because the cleaning product industry does not have to reveal everything that's in there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's quite often there's nothing except maybe one active ingredient that they list, and that's it.
Exactly. Yep. You think you know what's in there, but you don't know everything. And
how dangerous are some of the? I know you don't want to mention the names of products, correct? You don't want to mention names, or you do?
I would prefer not to.
Okay. So okay,
because I like life the way I'm living it now.
Yeah, exactly. They'll drop a couple gallons of it on your house tonight. What are we talking about as far as some of these cleaning products are out there, as far as known carcinogens or agents that have links to diseases? Are there any?
Well, there are. In the back of my book, I actually list all the different dangerous ingredients that are in cleaning products. Some that are simple that you can pronounce even. There's things like turpentine, formaldehyde. One of the research, there's online, I don't know, I'm sure you're very familiar with Environmental Working Group.
Oh, I love them. Yeah, EWG.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what they did was, it's very deep down inside their website, but they actually took some of the cleaning products that schools use and they broke them down. And in that research, they found that some of the cleaners, one in particular, has 7 different carcinogens in it.
And is this a cleaner that is popular?
Everybody. Every time I speak, if I ask people if they use this cleaner, almost every hand goes up.
Oh,
yeah.
I hate this.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you say, okay, now here's the cleaner that you all know and love, and you have to use it, right? And then what I do is I'll take that same cleaner and I mix it up with 3 simple ingredients. And I make a green, I call it a green scrub It's a cleansing scrub. So you'd use it like in your sink or your toilet bowl, wherever you want to use it. And it works just as well, if not better.
Really?
I guarantee it.
And this is actually something that you give away on the website, which is thejoyofgreencleaning.com, correct?
Yep, that's my website where the book is. And if you go into that site, you're going to see a little video of me, and it'll tell you to sign up, and you will. I will actually email you a copy of the recipe and a video on how to mix it up and how to use it.
Okay. Now, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to start diving in maybe to some of the more common cleaners that can actually be replaced with healthy things. We're talking today with Leslie Reichert, and she is the green cleaning coach. Lots of famous people turn to her for advice because they know the dangers of having these types of chemicals around their homes and around their families. You can go to thejoyofgreencleaning.com and start learning more about her. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to AgeForce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour, Leslie Reichert. We're talking about the joy of green cleaning. Her website, thejoyofgreencleaning.com. Leslie, I have a listener who's actually part of the Super Human Radio family. He actually does some work for us. He posted something on my Facebook. Nick Williamelli posted, "Can you ask Leslie about shower mold?" That's the toughest. Using distilled vinegar is hard to still get out the mold. Bleach works, but like you, I end up sticking my head out the window like a dog in a car. That's pretty funny. I guess everybody does it.
Oh, I feel so bad.
What can we do about the mold on the grout in our shower?
Well, here's a little background on bleach and mold. What happens is mold is kind of like a plant, and if you think about it, the part that's showing that's black for you is the bloom. Now, behind that, there are actually like seeds, if you will, that will keep blooming. So the bleach will get rid of the bloom, the part that you see, and it does two things. It turns it white, so right. You can't see it anymore, but it does not get rid of the part behind the scenes, which is why it always comes back.
Ah.
You know why? You bleach it, it goes away, it comes back. It's a cycle.
It's kind of like the roots in my gray hair.
Yeah. Mine too. It's okay.
I color it and the darn thing keeps coming back.
Keeps coming back. Yeah. So we've got a trick to get rid of the spores. It's called the mold spores.
Okay.
So what you want to do is you can use tea tree oil.
Really?
Yeah, tea tree oil, just a couple drops. And you can mix it with some vinegar, and you can spray it, and that's going to go behind the scenes and kill the mold spores, and it stops the blooms from coming back.
Now, does it also get rid of the mold itself the way the bleach does? But I mean, not necessarily the way the bleach does, but does the black or the gray or the green go away as well?
Well, what you have to remember is you're bleaching it, so instead of seeing black, you're now seeing white.
Right, that's
true. So it makes it disappear, so you really need to scrub it off either way.
Right.
So just you can't just spray your mold and think that it's gone because it's still there. It's just a different color.
Oh.
So what we do instead is you can use hydrogen peroxide, a little bit of vinegar, and some borax, and you can create a paste.
You mean hydrogen peroxide and vinegar make borax?
No. Oh, you're going to mix
and
borax
some borax.
With it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So
right.
Borax is like a booster. Whatever yes. you're using, you can put some borax in it, and it makes it a little more.
And borax is natural. I remember the commercials when I was a kid, 20 mule teams strong borax. They actually mine borax, don't they?
They do. It's in Death Valley. They get it. You do have to be very careful with it. People think it's kind of in that baking soda vinegar category, which it's not. You have to be very careful that you don't ingest the dust that can come from it. But it's a booster. So if you're having trouble using the stuff you can eat, basically, I say, well, then just give it a shot of borax because that'll boost it.
Interesting.
So it's kind of like step down a little bit from totally all natural, but it's a great booster and it does great on mold.
Interesting, interesting.
I was going to say
hydrogen peroxide is amazing. Elisa Profumo, who is the co-host on my Friday show and also the executive producer of the show, I learned something from her. She gets blood, wine, or especially blood out of any clothing using peroxide before she washes it. And, you know, people run out and buy, you know, all these OxyCleans and stuff. She just puts peroxide on stuff and then scrubs it a little bit and then washes it like normal. And the stains are gone.
Yep, it's fabulous. And it's a bleach. You'd have to think of it. It's a very diluted bleach. Hydrogen peroxide, full strength, is very potent.
Right.
But hydrogen peroxide is the same stuff we're putting on our teeth to make them white.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's something you can put in your mouth.
Yeah.
And it's just going to take away the stain.
So there's a good tip for you, Nick, on how to get rid of the mold, obviously, on your grout or really on any bathroom countertop or anything. Because let's face it, it doesn't just form on the grout. It forms on if you have a tile floor, you get it on the floor outside of the bathtub as well.
Right. And even just regular stains. If you have stains, like I have a kitchen floor that's tiled, and the grout gets dirty and stained from whatever's walking on top of it.
Right.
You can take that mixture and just go over it real quick, and it'll take the color back.
What kind of symptoms do you see in people who are starting to receive toxic effects from the cleaning supplies that they've been using? They're coming in contact day in and day out. We know that there's high levels of these toxins in their blood. So testing their blood, we can see it. But what do you see when people are finally get these toxins out of their home? What symptoms subside?
Well, I have about three different stories that I can share with you if you want.
Please.
I had a lady yesterday who's a professional house cleaner, and she came in and she said she used one of those hardware style shower cleaners, because again, trying to get the bleach out of the shower, and she sprayed it, and then she realized that she was having like almost like an asthma attack. She could not catch her breath. So even sticking her head out the window wasn't working for her. She ended up in the hospital.
Wow.
And the doctor said, you know, you have to stop doing what you're doing, because you've now got, instead of a sports-induced asthma, she's got a cleaning product-induced asthma.
Wow. The immune system becomes overwhelmed.
Yes,
that's
it does.
Really what happens.
It starts to break down, and it just can't fight back.
So now she can continue to do her job if she switches to natural products, correct?
Yep, and it's going to be a tough road because she still doesn't believe that they're going to work.
As good. And that was one of my questions. You know, is there a trade-off? Do you go, okay, look, it doesn't work as good as XYZ in a bottle, but then again, I'm not being exposed to... I mean, do these natural approaches to cleaning work as good as these caustic, toxic products?
They do. It's just a matter of knowing what the mixture rate is. So what we did was, you know, you hear those old wives' tales. Somebody says, oh, yeah, use white vinegar on your hardwood floors. Well, you can't just use plain white vinegar. You know, there's other things that you put into a spray bottle, and there's a way you spray it on the floor, and it will work on your hardwood floors, and it's beautiful. It'll
really?
Make it like glass.
Really?
But nobody knew what the real recipes were. So that's what I did, was we went out, we researched all those things, we figured out what the measurements were. So now it's a recipe book for green cleaning.
Are you familiar with a group of books? I talk about these on the show every now and again, called the Foxfire books.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Did you find anything in the Foxfire books that was helpful in this?
I didn't, actually. I'm familiar with them, but a lot of it was doing it ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, we turned our kitchen into a chemistry lab. And, you know, tried it and figured out what worked and what didn't. And it was just a matter of trial and error.
Tell me your story. How did you get into this? I can't believe that one day you woke up and said, you know, I'm going to make a business out of coming up with green cleaning products.
Oh, gosh, no. I've been cleaning and in the cleaning industry for over 25 years. I had worked in business for a long time, and the company I worked for decided to leave the state of Massachusetts, where I live. And I figured, well, you know what? I can clean, and I know how to clean, so I'm going to start a business. And I started a huge house cleaning service that was very successful. But over time, I broke down my own immune system.
What kind of symptoms did you develop?
Well, a lot of it was breathing issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was using, because time is money in the cleaning industry, I was using a fiberglass boat cleaner to clean showers.
A fiberglass boat cleaner. So in other words, it wasn't fiberglass. It was made to clean fiberglass boats.
Exactly.
Okay. So this is a very, very powerful commercial product, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. We were trying to, you know, you spray it on, your eyes would start, your nose would start, your lungs would start to hurt, but time is money. You just keep on going. And this was 20 years ago when you really didn't, we all trusted everything that was out there, right?
Sure, because let's face it, the government is watching over these companies, mm-hmm. So surely the government would put us in harm's way. Ha, 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 ha. But anyway,
right.
Yeah, you know
we
aren't
going to go down that road right now.
I've often said that I believe that the FDA employees should have to take one of everything they approve at least once a week. You know, if they approve something, they got to take one of them a week, whether it's a pill or a food product or a cleaning supply. They should have to expose their bodies to it once a week, and the families too, their children as well. And then all of a sudden, you'll see how fast they'd stop approving these stupid things.
The funniest part for me was one of my clients said to me the other day, they said, the words food and drug should not be in the same sentence, let alone the same line.
Well,
so food and drugs should be separated.
I don't necessarily agree with that completely, because if you go back to the beginning of naturopathic medicine, which was started by Hippocrates, one of his edicts was let food be thy medicine and medicine be food. But the problem with the synergy between food and medicine is the wrong foods require that you will need medicine. The right foods are medicine. And the Food and Drug Administration is a corrupt organization whose clients are the food and drug manufacturers, not the people of the United States. So let's face it. You know, look, let's put it this way. Back in the day when you cleaned homes, right?
Right.
Your clients were who? The people whose homes you cleaned, right?
Right.
Okay. So it wasn't the neighbor who didn't use your services. It was the so who are you going to take your direction from? The person whose home you clean, or a person across the street who doesn't pay you? Of course, the person whose home you clean. Well, the FDA, which by the way is not a government agency, by the way, they make their money by taking fees from the food and drug companies. That's already a mistake. Right. The FDA's clients are the food and drug manufacturers. And let's face it, you go to your client, hey, we're paying $1 million for this. Cut us some slack. Okay, go ahead. I mean, we just talked about this on a show the other day. A side effect of Cybrexa is heart failure. The food and drug food and drug association says, well, heart failure only occurs in 60 milligram and above doses, and most doses are 20 to 40. Excuse me? I mean, I can take a little bit of arsenic. It's still called poison. I can live every day, but if I take too much, the dose is the, I mean, come on, are you joking? An acceptable side effect of a pharmaceutical drug is heart failure?
And that's exactly what's happening with the cleaning products, is it's not something that happens right away. It's something over time. And I have another client who, she's older, she's probably like in her late 60s, early 70s, and she developed what they thought was lupus.
Ah.
And so, you know, they had done every kind of test they could on her. They couldn't figure it out. She had this terrible bloody rash anywhere her clothes touched her. And they had decided it was lupus. Well, what we did was we switched her to an old-fashioned laundry soap. Not a detergent, but a soap. And she started noticing that the rash started to go away. Lo and behold, her body had just decided no more detergent.
Well, and that's how the body develops allergic reactions. Quite often, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact, almost exclusively and always, you will eat a food or come in contact with something one time, and it will not give you an allergic reaction. But for some reason, the load on the immune system from that one occurrence, or even two occurrences, will set up the second or third occurrence, which then results in anaphylactic shock or acute response to an insult. So mm-hmm. most people think that you're born with a peanut allergy. A lot of people have peanut allergies, will be rushed to the hospital after they've eaten peanuts one or two times and not had any problems with it.
Right.
So the body has to be exposed to something in order to develop the allergic response in the first place. And it's just a matter of the load factor, how good your immune system is and how good your detoxification pathways are in ridding the body of these things. And that was one of the things I wanted to mention here. We've done shows about detoxification and using all sorts of sophisticated things like glycinate and like DMSA and selenium and all these things to help detoxify the body. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter if you're detoxifying the body if the toxins are still present in your environment. You're basically just removing the old and putting in new.
Well, they've even done research. I was telling my husband this the other day, was that, you know, they took stay-at-home moms who clean at home and then working women, and the advent of breast cancer is so much higher in the stay-at-home moms.
Yeah.
And the environment is the fact that it's the cleaning products. So they're staying at home and they're cleaning and dusting and doing all this stuff.
Yeah, every day. Every day, a little bit here and there.
Every day, a little bit. And mm-hmm. then you have this other woman who's going to work and she has a cleaning lady and doesn't get exposed to it other than what she comes home to in the air. The breast cancer rates were so much higher in the stay-at-home moms.
I bet. The toxin levels are much higher in them. Look, we have to take mm-hmm. a commercial break. Actually, one of the questions I have for you, I'm going to ask when we come out of the break. I now have a cleaning lady who comes every other week. How do I get her to start yeah. using these things? So let's talk about that. We're talking today with Leslie Reichert. She is the green cleaning coach. Yeah, evidence of my toxicity. I can't speak anymore. Her book is available at thejoyofgreencleaning.com. It's a fantastic book where she shows you how to replace just about every single cleaning supply you use today with a natural agent that will not increase toxicity of you or your family. I don't care if you're not the one that's cleaning your home. You're living in it after it's been cleaned with these things. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Bro
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too. I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find TestCharge today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Ori Hofmeckler's book, Unlock Your Muscle Gene, comes out next month. Don't miss Superhuman Radio when I scoop the story on the new book. I know we've already talked to Ori about the concept behind the book, but now that the book is coming out, we can talk a little bit more openly. It's going to be a really interesting discussion. Ori is tapped into something that nobody else is talking about. At one time, humans had the strength of apes when we were cave people. Where did that strength go? What kind of neuronal inhibition has occurred through the process of evolution that has now made us so much weaker than we can be? And can that weakness be reversed? Can we change the actual muscle fibers in our body through specific, selected types of exercise modalities? Ori is onto something, I predict. It's going to change the landscape of exercise forever. We're talking this hour with Leslie Reichert. TheJoyOfGreenCleaning.com. You can get a copy of the book full of recipes on how you can get away from. Look, maybe you can't get rid of everything. Maybe you're still going to stick with, you know, spick and span or whatever you want to stick with, because that's what your mother used and that's what you want to use, fine. Even if you just get rid of 50% of the toxic products that you use in your home, at least your body is not being exposed to that great of a load. There are a lot of things you can do without these chemicals, you know. There was a point in time where chemicals were only used in factories, and now we use them in our homes. Now, I have a cleaning lady. She comes in twice a month, and I forget whether or not she brings her own stuff, and I think she does. She brings her own stuff, no doubt about it. So what do I do with somebody like that, Leslie?
Well, I've done this before where you just introduce one thing and one thing that will work. And instead of the chemicals, I also use a lot of technology for cleaning because there's some great products out there that really totally remove chemicals.
Give me an example. Okay, good.
There's a thing called, we call it a blue cloth, and it's a blue microfiber, very finely woven, like a silky cloth. You may get it sometimes when you go to the eye doctor.
Yes.
You know, and he gives you that for your glasses.
So, right, for your glass, exactly.
Yes. Well, we have one that's very big and very large, and it works perfectly for cleaning anything that's shiny. So what I do is I introduce the blue cloth first. I wet it. I wring it out. You go over the windows, stainless steel, chrome, granite, all these things that normally people are spraying glass cleaner on and using paper towels. And what that does is it shows them that this works with only water.
I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
Doesn't the quality of your local tap water play into this? If you have a hard water that has lots of sediment in it, does that work as good?
This cloth, the cloth that I'm talking about, it doesn't have any difference as far as water at all.
No matter what water you use, it works.
You know, I've used it probably, I would say, in every state in the union. And every different kind of water, tap water, town water, well water, doesn't seem to make a difference.
Okay.
And it's nothing, there's no secret to it. There's nothing on the rag that's treated. It's just the way that it's woven. And you just use water, you wring it out, and you can go over a window, and within, you know, like 4 or 5 seconds, people look at it and go, it's going to streak, see, just like I told you. And then pop, the glass is totally clear.
Wow.
Clearer than if you did use a glass cleaner.
Really?
And easier. So people, once they see that, I introduce that one little thing, especially to cleaning ladies, because they're very skeptical. They like whatever it is they like, and that's it. They're not open to it.
So assuming that I get one of these microfiber cloths and I give it to my cleaning lady, say, look, I don't want you to use Windex anymore on the mirrors or the windows. I want you to use this, and I show her that it works. That's just one thing. Okay, so I've eliminated the glass cleaner, which has a lot of ammonia and other things in it. But what about the stuff that she's cleaning my shower. Maybe I want her to start using the combination of tea tree oil and what was the other stuff? Vinegar, borax, and what was the other ingredient that you mentioned?
You had hydrogen peroxide.
Hydrogen peroxide, vinegar, and borax to clean my shower. Is she going to be willing to do that, or am I going to scare her away, you think?
No, what I do, too, is I will trick them.
Really?
Sounds kind of evil, but a lot of what cleaners, it's the smell. It's really not how well it's working. It's the smell. So if she's a pine saw-holic, right?
Right.
She loves the pine smell. You just go out and you buy
pine oil.
Pine oil.
Yeah.
And you put it in, and the way it works is vinegar is very potent, and they can smell. I mean, everybody can smell vinegar through
it. Right.
But what you do is you take the vinegar first. You put the essential oil directly into the vinegar, and it cancels out the vinegar smell. And then you add in the hydrogen peroxide, you add in whatever else you want to put in there, and shake it up, and it will smell like the regular cleaner.
Can you tell me the parts, like how much vinegar, how much hydrogen peroxide, how much borax, and then do you add water to that as well?
Yeah, what I do is I take the borax and I put it in a little bit of water, or I heat up the water in a microwave, because borax doesn't dissolve very easily unless it's in something hot.
Warm water, okay.
Okay, so you just, you know, say if you put a tablespoon of borax in, you're going to put 2 or 3 tablespoons of water and just get it to be
paste.
Diluted.
Right.
And broken up.
Right.
So then you're going to take a spray bottle. If we got a 16-ounce spray bottle, I'm going to fill it halfway, 8 ounces, with white vinegar.
Okay.
Then I'm going to put like 7 or 8 drops of the pine oil. If I want to make it a really disinfecting spray, I'm going to throw some tea tree oil in there too.
So you can mix the tea tree oil in with this?
Yeah. It's not going to hurt. The essential oils, the ones that I recommend are organic.
Right.
So they're organic essential oils, and they're just basically pure oil that's come out of a planter. And so it's not going to hurt anything. So now you've got the pine for smell, the tea tree for disinfecting. The vinegar is going to kill 98% of the bacteria.
Right.
Then you throw in the hydrogen peroxide and you pour in the diluted borax on top. shake it all up, nothing will live through that.
Really?
I mean, think about it. Vinegar itself kills 98%.
Right.
Hydrogen peroxide is going to be a disinfectant.
Right.
You've got the borax in there and tea tree oil.
And so then you spray this on the grout, and you take a little brush, and you hit it a couple times, and boom, you're done.
And what I will do is if it's really tough, I'll take the borax and make a paste out of it with a little hydrogen peroxide on the side and use that with a little toothbrush.
Pre-treat it. Yeah, I got
mm-hmm.
you. Assuming you take this approach in theory because of what you said earlier, that you're not just killing the flower at the top, but you're killing the actual spore, the probability mm-hmm. of this grout turning black again in between cleanings during the week, which is normally what happens, probably doesn't happen, does it?
No, not as often. And then what you do, again, you go back to technology. If you use a squeegee, you're going to get a lot of that. Because that's just a matter of there's so much water in a shower.
Right.
But if you squeegee all the water out of it, you wipe it down either with a microfiber cloth. There's lots of different things you can try and do to keep up with it. And once
right.
you keep up with it, it just wipes off. It's when you leave it that it stains. So you got to be on top of it.
Gotcha. What are some of the other common things that people find it's easy to replace using your recipes?
Well, I have one that's really fun. I have a daughter that's 21 years old, and she thinks I should just scrap this whole coaching business and just start manufacturing this. But instead, I'll give you guys the recipe.
Okay.
It's a furniture restorer. So what it is whatever ingredient you want to use, it's 50-50. So you take like 2 scoops of mayonnaise.
Okay.
And then you add a little olive oil and just a touch of lemon juice on top.
Okay.
Mix that all up. You put it on a rag and you go over the piece of furniture and you're literally going to see the furniture just absorb the oils from the mayonnaise and the olive oil.
Really?
So you leave it sit for just a minute. Let it sit there and go down into the wood, and then you wipe it off again with a microfiber cloth, and it's going to make your furniture just shine.
Now, are we talking about finished wood, or are we talking about raw wood? What does it matter?
I do that on finished wood. But, I mean, you could put it, but it's got an oil in it.
Right.
So if it's an unfinished wood, you're going to get whatever inconsistencies you got on the wood. Yeah.
So you're talking about finished wood. Wow. And it doesn't have like a mayo smell when it's done?
No. Again, you're not putting it on like it's a sandwich. You know, you're not putting like, it's just a light, it turns into a furniture oil.
Really?
Yeah.
Now when you're using these types of, biodegradable ingredients, do you have to mix it in small batches, or can you mix a big batch of that and just use it over the course of months?
The furniture polish, I've never really tried it, but I think, you know, if you kept it in the refrigerator, just like regular mayonnaise, I mean, it's nothing funky.
Hell, you could use it as salad dressing if you're not using it to clean the wood. Well, think about it. I mean, mayonnaise.
I do tell people, though, if you make up a cleaner and you use the oils in it, please put a label on it, because we've learned the hard way.
Yeah, your husband comes home and goes, wow, honey, that salad dressing was great, and you go, oh, darn it, I was going to use that to clean the furniture tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want that happening too often.
No, it has been done in my household, so don't tell my husband. We just didn't tell him what happened.
All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up. We're talking with Leslie Reichert. She has written a book that will help you eliminate a lot of the toxic household cleaners that you're using right now. Like I said, even if you eliminate just a few of them, it's got to make a big difference to you. Go to thejoyofgreencleaning.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research
research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahLer.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Now I'm lost. And I'm screaming for help.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Leslie Reichert, the joy of greencleaning.com. She's got a book there with recipes on how to eliminate a lot of the cleaning supplies. You know, I know a lot of people are not going to run out and buy this book, and that's a shame. Because a lot of the things that you're doing right now to increase health and longevity is kind of like a two-step forward, one-step back scenario. Because of the toxins that we are exposed to. Now, we've eliminated a lot of the toxins in our diets by going to the farmer's market and buying eggs from chickens that are raised naturally and buying grass-fed beef, drinking raw and pasteurized milk, and supplementing with the right kind of supplements. But just imagine the effects on your body if some of those resources were not being used up trying to eliminate a lot of the toxins in your body. And the greatest degree of toxins that we are exposed to are in our home where we spend hours every single day sleeping on. I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you, Leslie, just how ridiculous I can be about this sort of stuff. I'm going to a wedding this weekend. One of my closest friends is getting married, and I have to pick my suit up at the dry cleaners. This morning, while I was thinking, making a mental note, pick up your suit at the dry cleaners today after 5 o'clock, I immediately thought to myself, and expose your body to perks this weekend by wearing that suit and absorbing the residual fumes left behind from the dry cleaning process.
Yep.
And you know, there are some things that we can't get away from. There really are. But there are some, there's lots of things that we can. And the notion of replacing cleaning supplies. I mean, you know, I remember when I was a kid. I'm going to date myself. I'm 53 years old. I remember when I was a child, there were campaigns on TV reminding parents to lock up the cabinet beneath the sink where they kept cleaning.
Yeah.
Because kids
yeah.
were going down there and they were eating Drano and drinking cleaning supplies and dying.
Yeah.
Yep, I was there.
I remember there were there's whole public service campaigns about, you know, children should not be able to get underneath the sink. Keep your cleaning supplies locked up tight. You know, save a life, that kind of a thing. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like the stuff underneath your sink is some really dangerous, nasty stuff.
Oh, it, I mean, you go under there and you will see skull and crossbones.
I mean,
it's just, and here's the logic. If you take that a step further, which is, okay, don't let your kids get underneath the counter and get with the cleaning products. But then you take that same cleaner, that same chemical, and you wash your floor with it.
Yeah.
Now those kids are walking on the floor with their bare feet.
Never mind that. If they're young enough, they're laying on the floor.
Yeah.
They're licking things that are on the floor.
Yep.
You know.
And then it gets into the air. I mean, it's just off-gassing into the air. And we don't get the rest of that. Morning.
I mean, carpeting, which I'm totally opposed to now, is carpeting throughout a home, especially with children. We know that during a house fire, it is the carpeting that emits some of the most dangerous gases as it burns. And we also know that those fumes, if you will,
mm-hmm.
are you breathe them in day in and day out when you walk on the carpet, and the carpet breaks up under the weight of your feet sliding across it, and these little particles of dust go in the air, and then you breathe them in.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, I mean, but, okay, what do you think, in the last couple minutes we have in the interview, what do you think, without naming actual products, categories, what do you think some of the worst offenders are in our home?
Well, I try and get people away from what they think are antibacterial sprays.
Really?
Because we've really been brainwashed to think that we have to kill all the germs.
Right.
But there really is a perfect balance designed by the world. I mean, there's good bacteria and bad bacteria, and there's a balance. So now we've gotten into this, let's kill them all, and we kill them all, good and bad.
Right.
And unfortunately, the one that does live through that, because you can't kill them all, is the bad one, the stronger one.
So really, you're just killing the good ones.
And that's where the superbugs come into play.
Right.
Whether it's in your body, you know, when you're using antibiotics, or you're using the antibacterial sprays on your countertop. Good old soap and water works.
Right. Right.
You know, if you really want to disinfect something, I tell people, put it in the dishwasher.
On hot.
Wet it and put it in the microwave.
Mm.
Boil it on the stove.
Right.
I mean, you don't have to use a chemical to kill the germs.
Right. And think about it. You think about that. You're using a chemical to kill the germs. So the germs are dead, but the residual chemical is left on the surface of your skin or
right.
wherever, on the plate, wherever.
You exactly.
know, I'm exactly the opposite. I worked on the racetrack when I was a kid in high school, and I kneeled and handled horse manure. I kneeled in horse urine. I ate sandwiches with dirty hands, and I never got sick back then. I don't remember having a cold during that period of my life. You know, I'm a huge proponent of exposing the body to as much as possible. Now, I'm not suggesting that I'm going to go dive into a sewage refinery tomorrow morning to strengthen my immune system. But I think when you look at farmers and the children who grow up on farms, it's not just the hard work, but it's also the exposure to the elements right. that make their immune system stronger.
And that's kind of, I tell that story because the kind of the cornerstone of my book is my great-grandmother's laundry soap recipe. And she was a farmer in western Pennsylvania. And I tell the story of what it was like to be her with all these kids in a long dress, you know, walking through manure, walking through mud, walking through everything in the garden. And she was just using an old-fashioned soap to clean her clothes, and it worked. And we don't have all the funky chemicals and the brighteners and the whiteners and all these things that we're looking for. We want our laundry soap to do all these wonderful things for us. Just clean the clothes.
Well, okay, so what is the difference between a soap and a detergent?
Well, there's a lot of chemistry involved, but a detergent actually will stay in your clothes. And what it does is it does things. You know, when you walk down your laundry aisle and you look at the detergent bottles, they'll say that it does things. It makes your clothes brighter, whiter, softer. Because what happens is the detergent tends to build up in your clothes and do these things. So then what we end up having to do is we have to add a fabric softener because you've got the detergent chemical built up in your clothes to make them soft again. And then we want to put the dryer sheet in there because we've got static, and the static's actually a result of the buildup detergent in your clothing. the soaps were a little different because they actually used an oil.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually lifted the dirt off of the clothing and then rinsed away.
You know,
so there was nothing really left.
It's interesting because we just did a show on making your own soap. We talked we talked about the difference between surfactant effects of oils when they're saponified. And
mm-hmm.
I just thought of something. I wonder if the word detergent comes from the word deter. And maybe the way detergents work is by building up in the fabric, they deter the ability for dirt to stick to it.
As opposed
to a soap which rids the material of the dirt in the first place. So really, the old-fashioned soaps that women were using were as effective as detergents, correct?
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, when I found this recipe, I had to really look hard to find, because one of the ingredients is soap flakes. And in the 70s, Ivory Snow used to make them.
I remember them.
You could buy them at the grocery. I know. You and I are the same age. Everything's the same.
Okay. Well, there
you
go.
But then, now, you can't really find them. I have to go all the way to London to find soap flakes, because they use those in Europe.
Really? Mm-hmm. Can you just take Ivory soap and put it in a food processor?
You can. Well, what you have to do is you take the bar of Ivory soap and you dry it up. You
right.
have to let it dry.
Right.
Because if you put it in there, it's just going to turn to
gum
white
up.
Mush.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you can shave it or
and then you
get
your, you can get one of those flat cheese graters and just kind of whack it a few times and get your soap flakes. Okay, so so that recipe is in this book, and I'm going to say something here.
Go ahead.
If you get nothing else from the book but that recipe, think about it. What do you take with you out of your home that's exposing you to these toxins? Your clothes. I'm wearing them right now. So forget about the house cleaning products for a second. Get rid of detergent and think of all the exposure to these chemicals that you'll eliminate. I love
that.
Well,
that was that one lady with that thought she had lupus, when in fact it was just the fact that all day long she's wearing those clothes and all day long her skin was telling her enough. And that's the bottom line, is I tell people, listen to your body, because it's telling you when it doesn't like a product.
I was just going to say, could you imagine a doctor, the idiocy of some doctor not saying, well, maybe it's what's in your clothes that are... No, it's lupus, because then we've got you as a patient forever chasing this mysterious illness, lupus.
And I tell people, I did not cure lupus. She was at a talk, I did the sample of the laundry soap, she took it home and noticed right away, you know, where her underwear and things were leaning on her, that it wasn't as bad.
Yeah, good thing you said that, because somebody in the FDA may be thinking that you're claiming to cure lupus by a recipe of...
No, and I didn't diagnose her. I had not, you know, she was just a person in the audience who tried it.
Right.
And the bottom line is, just try one little thing.
Right.
One small change.
I got to tell you, I like the soap. I like the laundry detergent, because that's something that you really do expose your body to day in and day out. You sweat in it. You absorb whatever's in your pants and your shirt and your underwear. And you do. And regardless of whether you're home or not, you're absorbing it.
Well, you think of even the fragrances. Even my kids. I mean, I have three children, and they still get mad at me because our clothes don't smell good. No, they don't smell like roses or geraniums or you know, they smell clean.
Right.
You know, but you go into somebody else's house and you can smell.
Well,
I
can tell you, I was going to tell you what the answer to that was, but now I take it back because of air pollution. But back in the day, my mother used to hang her clothes outside. We didn't have a dryer. And guess what? When clothes used to hang on a clothesline, they smelled so beautiful and fresh. In fact,
I remember that smell too.
Yeah, in fact,
it's like a walk down memory lane with you.
I know.
This is great.
And in fact, that's what they're trying to capture, that clothesline smell when they put all these fragrances in.
Right.
So, okay. So, the name of the book is The Joy of Green Cleaning, correct?
Yes, and it is a funny name, I know, but it's not saying that it makes it fun. It's just going to put the joy back in your life by making a small change.
There you go. And the website is thejoyofgreencleaning.com. Leslie,
correct.
Thanks so much for what you do, and thanks for coming on the show.
It's been a real pleasure. This is fun.
Okay. All right, so there you go. Thanks to Leslie Reichert. Also, we want to thank Dr. Bruce Fife for talking about the magic of coconut oil And we've got great shows planned tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.